This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. An El Paso County man in his 60s became Colorado's third death from COVID-19. Officials say he had contact with a woman in her 80s who was Colorado's first death from the novel coronavirus last week. It's not clear how the pair came in contact with each other. The second death was a Weld County man in his 70s. Denver Public Schools plans to begin online learning for students on April 7th. Governor Polis ordered schools across the state to remain closed through at least mid-April. DPS says administrators are working with teachers to provide the same learning opportunities to families without reliable computer or internet access. A Colorado anti-abortion group is suing the state for more time to collect signatures. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
A group called Due Too Late submitted signatures on March 4th. At the same time, it filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State's office. In it, the group contested a statute that required the campaign to turn signatures in earlier than the Colorado Constitution requires. The state is currently reviewing the signatures submitted. If there aren't enough, then the anti-abortion group will have 2 weeks to get more. Depending on its success, the group will decide whether to move forward with the lawsuit. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
And blizzard conditions closed I-25 between Colorado Springs and Castle Rock early this afternoon. It's 29 with light snow in Denver, 34 and cloudy for Vail, 44 overcast and windy in Pueblo. This is CPR News.